Did Jesus teach the rapture? That's a subsection. Does the Bible, New Testament, talk about rapture? Does Paul talk about rapture? That's bigger questions. We're asking this morning, did Jesus talk about rapture, specifically in Matthew? But we could also look at the other cases. And that phrase, left behind, you've been left behind, is one people pick up related to this matter of rapture. Here's a verse. I think we have it in the picture, right? You have the first picture? Yeah, okay. Here's a picture. Left behind. Two men in the field. One is taken. The other is left behind. Two men in the field. One shall be taken. The other will be left behind. That's a quotation from the Gospel of Matthew. It also appears in Luke. Something similar. Okay. And think about the context of the song. Being left behind, look at the picture. Looks like things are not going so smoothly. This idea of rapture, in the twinkling of an eye, here's a summary, not mine, an author's summary. In the twinkling of an eye, Jesus secretly returns to earth and gathers to him all believers, all Christians. As they are taken to heaven, the world they leave behind is plunged into chaos. Cars and airplanes crash and people search in vain for the loved ones. Plagues, famine, and suffering follow. The Antichrist emerges to rule the world and to destroy those who oppose him, oppose Antichrist. Finally, Christ comes again in glory, defeats the Antichrist, and reigns over the earth. This apocalyptic scenario is anticipated by millions of Americans, and more than Americans. I don't want to get down on Americans. It is a more particular American thing. These millions have made the Left Behind series, that's a series of books. I have my copy. Left Behind was a whole series of books, movies. These books in the series sold 40 million copies in the U.S. It was on the bestseller list for a long, long time. There were several movies made of it and several versions of those movies. Left behind. They picked up that phrase, left behind. And that kind of scenario that I just mentioned. It's the idea of rapture that suddenly and secretly, in a sense, silently, Christ will come and take the believers, the Christians, away, and others, everyone else, will be left behind, right? So you have pictures like this. I think I have a picture there of people. So yeah, there you go. Jesus, think about that, you're there, you know, you're there with your buddy, with your friend, the two people together talking, and then suddenly, boom, one is gone, and one is left behind. Behold, I come quickly. It's related to the Lord's coming. Okay, our question is, did Jesus teach that? When he spoke those kind of words, did he mean that? Is it this scenario? Or is it? Are we misapplying that? There is rapture in the Bible, in the New Testament. The main place it comes up is not in the place to start is not in Matthew or other places. It's to start in Paul's writing in Thessalonians, right? So, and the word caught up, some will be taken, caught up. Here you have the word harpazo. Harpazo means to seize. Some will be caught up, some will be caught away. Right, that's the idea people are trying to get. One is taken, seized, snatched away, forcibly. Think about an eagle. Right, think about an eagle. You know, comes down to catch a fish or something. Okay, it snatches it and takes it forcibly up, away. That's the word for harpazo, caught away, caught away. And Paul uses that word in Thessalonians. You have it on your outline under 2. Let me just read those verses. Paul says, writing to the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 4, Paul says, we declare to you, to the believers, to Christians in that place, Thessaloniki, we declare to you by the word of the Lord, we who are still alive at the Lord's coming. The Lord when? The Lord promised to return. We who are still alive at the Lord's coming will certainly not precede those who've fallen asleep, the Christians who've died. If we are still living, we won't go ahead of them. For the Lord himself, the Lord Jesus himself will descend. The Lord will descend. Where is he? He is with the Father at the right hand of God. He will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. He'll descend with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with a trumpet of God. Does that sound like quietly? Does that sound like quietly? Think about it. The Lord himself will descend with a shout, with the voice of archangel, with the trumpet of God. Does that sound like quietly? No. Does it sound so secret? No. Okay, bear that in mind. Okay. And the dead in Christ will rise first. The dead, Christians who have died, who have been buried, will rise physically with a resurrected body. The dead in Christ will rise first from physical death back to life. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up. We who are alive, who are left, will be caught up. That's the word, harpazo. We will be snatched. We'll be seized. We'll be grasped. We'll be taken up. Right? Together with them. Them and us together will be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Okay, that is a word, that is the main section that talks about rapture. So do we believe in rapture? Yes, we do. We believe in this, that there will be a time when Christians, believers in Christ who have died, who are buried, the Lord cares not just for our spirit, not just for our soul. He cares for our entire being, and his salvation is for our, yes, our spirit, yes, our soul, but also, yes, our physical body. God cares for our whole being, and he saves us entirely so that even those who've died, when Christ returns, descends, they will be brought back physically and given a resurrected body, right? Resurrected body, and brought those who are living will also be changed, given a new body, and together will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, somewhere between where God is and the earth. And what happens next? He doesn't tell us. That's not the end of the story, but it's anyway, there's that much in the story. You can ask, right? What direction do we go from there? You have to read the rest of the story. Okay, we're not going there today. Okay, the point is, there is rapture in the Bible. Okay, that's one thing. Now, how it fits with all the other events, we're not going to address here entirely, but we are saying this. Jesus talked about end time events, which were dramatic, which are out of the ordinary. And in that context, he did talk about this, these things. Okay, so, okay, let's come to where Jesus talked about. That's in Matthew. That's where we want to go. Okay, so I'm going to go quick. Well, today, in the second message, Jesus arrives in Jerusalem and he looks at the temple. We have a picture. There's a depiction. Jesus on the left, in that case, is depicted unusually in black. And he's looking down on Jerusalem, and there's the temple, which was magnificent. The disciples said, whoa, we'd never seen, you know, isn't that wonderful, marvelous, excellent, what a sight. Jesus said, see that? Do you see all these things? Not one stone will be left on another stone which will not be torn down. The whole thing you're so impressed with is going to be destroyed, judged, right? That's what Jesus said. It's here in Matthew. That's the starting point. So Matthew 24. Let's run through this quickly, make a few comments on the way. Okay, Jesus predicted that temple would be destroyed. It was in AD 70. 40 years later, that temple was gone. That was, right? Anyway, Jesus said it. Okay, Matthew 24. As Jesus left and was going out of the temple, his disciples called his attention to the buildings of the temple. Whoa. He replied to them, "Do you see all these things? Truly I tell you, not one stone will be left on another which will not be torn down." If you go to Jerusalem, you can see the stone, you see the rubble. It's stones of the destroyed temple. What you see, the Wailing Wall, is not the temple. It's a platform they built to level the ground. Okay. When Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples, right outside the city, the disciples approached him privately and said, "Tell us, when will these things be? When's it going to happen? What is the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Jesus replied to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name saying, 'I am Messiah.' They will deceive many. You're going to hear of wars, rumors of wars. See that you're not alarmed, because these things must take place, but the end is not yet." Wars, root wars are going to be common. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of birth pangs. They're not the end. Okay, so something more. Beyond that, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by the prophet Daniel, Old Testament prophet, standing in the holy place, let the reader understand. You got to go to Daniel. Think about it. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains, for at that time there will be great tribulation. There's a time, Jesus said, when there will be great tribulation. Mega, or great distress, the kind that has not taken place from the beginning of the world until now or never will be. Unless those days are cut short, no one will be saved, but for the elect, those days will be cut short. If anyone tells you, "See, here is the Messiah," or "over there," do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. Jesus began to talk about his coming. The coming of the Son of Man will be like what? He said it's like lightning from the east to the west. Does lightning come secretly? No, it may come suddenly, but not secretly. When lightning flashes, you see it, right? And here, lightning flashes across the sky. It's not a secret arrival. It's a public display. And we've got to distinguish between secret and public, right? And what's talked about the so-called rapture of believers, mostly people talking about secret. But this Jesus here is talking not... He's talking about the coming of the Son of Man will be like lightning. That's not secret. That's openly. Okay? Immediately after the tribulation, he talked about tribulation, great tribulation. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not shed its light, the stars will fall from the sky, the powers of heaven will be shaken. Is that secret? No. If the stars fall from heaven, is that secret?
No.
If there's an earthquake, is that secret?
No.
It may be sudden and unexpected, yes, but not secret. It's public. It's open, right? It's happening. You know it, right? Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the peoples on the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming. All the peoples on the earth will see the Son of Man coming. Is that secret? Not if all the people on the earth see it. That's as public as you can get. So Jesus here in this chapter is talking about public, open coming. Right? That's our context. They see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He will send out his angels with a loud trumpet, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven, of the sky, heaven to the other. Gather his elect. Right? Okay, then Jesus goes on. Now concerning the day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, except the Father only. Okay, now here we're going to dwell on this section a little bit more. As the days of Noah were, that's past, so the coming of the Son of Man will be. There's a comparison. For in those days, Noah's days before the flood, they, people, were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day when Noah boarded the ark. They did not know until the flood came and swept or took them all away. People were eating, drinking, life was continuing. The people didn't know until the flood came and took them all away. This is the way the coming of the Son of Man will be. Then, at that time, there will be two men will be in the field. One is taken, one is left. Two women will be grinding grain with a handmill. One will be taken, one will be left. Therefore, be alert, since you don't know when your Lord is coming. Okay, let me just finish off. But know this, if the householder knew what time the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. This is why you also have to be ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect. He's coming like a thief. That means unannounced, right? Unscheduled. The thief does not call you up. Ring, ring. Tell me, when will you be out? He doesn't make an appointment. A thief comes suddenly, unscheduled, right? When he comes. So the point about the thief is not secret. The point is sudden, unscheduled, unexpected. You got to be alert. If you're alert, you'll catch it. Okay, now, okay. We cover this, if you back up one slide, that notice this has the last bottom lines there, 40 and 41. So then two men will be in the field. One is taken and one is left behind. One is taken and one is left behind, right? Two women grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left behind. Right? And that's, remember, right? The title of the book and of the movie is Left Behind. That's where you get the phrase, left behind. This is the only place, right, where you explicitly have that in this and Luke, corresponding section in Luke. You have the phrase, one will be taken and one will be left behind, right? Do you want to be taken? Or you want to be left behind? Well, it depends. Be careful. Trick question. Okay, depends how you understand it. Okay, you know, if you just take it, when Jesus comes to rapture his people, do you want to be taken? Yes. Yes. Now, the question is that what Jesus was talking about here? This is not Paul. This is not Thessalonians. This is Jesus. And I emphasized as we went through, the coming here is open, it's public, it's like lightning, it's with a shout, with a cry of an archangel, right? After the tribulation, the great tribulation, then, right? So, okay, let's look in the context. See, look, that's the, you know, most of the depictions make it look like it's bad to be left behind. It is in that. Okay, was Jesus talking about that? That's the question. Okay, so the standard version about rapture is this: the teaching that the Lord will snatch up the living and dead believers to meet the Lord in the air. Some suggest the rapture refers to a secret. Snatching of believers prior to the great tribulation. Most people are talking about before all the bad stuff happens, and they're thinking about secret. No events, no earth-shattering events before it, but, you know, the movie and in the book, you know, think about it. In the movie and in the book, I think I showed it a number of years ago here, the opening clip. The plane is flying from Chicago to Europe, and halfway, you know, everybody's sleeping on the plane, and suddenly the stewardess realizes we're missing a passenger. We're missing a passenger here. And she asks the lady, there's some clothes here. She says, that was my husband. Maybe he's gone to the washroom. The stewardess says, you better take his clothes. He might need them. He's gone. He left his clothes, etc. That's secret. No sign. And, you know, 50 people have left this plane. They've vanished. That's the secret rapture, right? That's different from, you know, surrounded by other events. Okay. What we're reading about in Matthew, though, is something else, I suggest to you. We talked about open, right? Okay, Jesus talked about, you know, the sign of the Son of Man will appear, and all the peoples on the earth will mourn when they see. All the people on the earth will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds. Is that secret? No. All the people see the Son of Man coming on the clouds. It's right. Something's happening. Now concern the day. Okay, Jesus says, as the days of Noah were. Think back, the days of Noah. People are eating, drinking. Noah's building the ark. Okay, people said, forget him. He's crazy, but he built the ark. Okay. They didn't know. The people in general did not know until the flood came. One day the flood came, right? They didn't know which day. No prediction, no forecast. No, the flood came. And this is the way the coming of the Son of Man will be. Okay? Contrast two people. Noah and all the rest of the people. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. They did not know until the flood came and took them all away. Who was taken away? The flood came and took them all away. Who was taken away? All the people except Noah. They were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage until the flood came and took them, all the people, away. The flood took them away. Who's left? Noah. Noah is left. Noah and family are left behind. That's the example. They were eating, drinking. They didn't know what's going on. Noah's building the ark. Noah finished the ark, but they didn't care. They're oblivious. But one day the flood came. Noah got in the ark. They didn't care. But the flood came and took them, all the other people in general, took them away. The flood took them away. Right? And Noah and family was left behind. At that time, you want to be taken? You want to be taken? Or you want to be left behind? Noah was left behind. See, sometimes it's good to be left behind. That time is good. Okay, then Jesus says, so, in the same way, right? Doesn't it? So, in the same way, right? This is the way, however you want to translate it. This is the way the coming of Son of Man be. That's the historical pattern. Jesus, the coming of the Son of Man, is the same. Same principle. Two men are in the field. One is taken and one is left behind. You want to be taken? No. Noah's time, other people were taken. Taken away. Taken for judgment. Noah was left behind. Jesus says the coming of the Son of Man is the same. Two men. One is taken. One is left behind. One's like Noah, left behind. Two women. One's taken, one's left behind. This is not rapture, not that kind of rapture, right? Taken here is taken in judgment. So you have, you know, this is not just not my idea, right? This is, okay, so on your sheet, number five, examining the text. Let me just read that to you. I've gone over. Let me finish up this way. Down number three. You have one, you have two, you have three, you have two people. John MacArthur. John MacArthur, in general, takes that approach, dispensation, so-called dispensation. John MacArthur's respected. John MacArthur expounds Matthew 24, these verses. One will be taken, that is, taken in judgment. Taken in judgment. It's not raptured away. It's taken in judgment. This clause does not refer to the catching away of believers. Taken in judgment, like those taken by the flood. Okay, that's okay. W.E. Vine was brethren, British. My father went, before my time, my father went to hear him. W.E. Vine, so he has that same approach. In his book, he says, taken, used of the removal of persons from earth in judgment. In this context, removal in judgment. Matthew 24, that's our verses here. Okay, that's and the corresponding section of Luke. So, conclusion. Jesus here, and in corresponding section of Luke, Jesus is not talking about rapture. He's not talking about pre-tribulation rapture of believers. Jesus is talking about his coming, his open coming, public coming, coming to end this age, coming to really establish God's kingdom on earth, coming to, right? That's what he's talking about. Amen. You know, so I know for some of us this is hard. I read this for years, decades. Every time I read it, one's taken, one's left behind. Why? Because if you have that assumption, you know, if you wear glasses, if your glasses are red, you know, red lens, you read it and it looks red. Why? Because you got your lens. If you're, you know, if you got this idea, notion, left behind is bad, taken is good, left behind is left, right? Taken is rapture. If you read the book, saw the movie, then you read it with that lens, you're reading into it your understanding, right? You're not reading out what it says. Let's try and remove our glasses. And we try to read the text for what it says. not read into it what we think it ought to say or what the movie said. Right? Okay, that's what we're doing here. Okay. All right. So in this context, you know, then about we can talk more about rapture. That's okay. On another occasion.